Episode 3176, How Do You Spend Time with a Family?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Guess what it is? It's Friday. Yay! Yes, it is, and that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I hope, honestly, that you've had a beautiful week. It's hard sometimes coming to a slowdown, but knowing that you're going to be ramping it up a little bit for the weekend, take a deep breath today. Yes, we're going to let it all hang out. It's all about how do you spend time with a family. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, with the craziness of schedules and constant demands and distractions, life's obligations can get the best of us, leaving only the leftovers for our families. How do you spend time with a family? I mean, seriously, you know, many people are quick to answer this question, though, in a way where it comes down to activities and the comings and goings, like, oh, well, we're going here and we're going to a dance recital and then we're going to soccer and then we're going to go to a basketball game and then we're going to go to football and we're going to go, I mean, whatever it is, right? It's just like, it's always going to something. But very few are direct about how they are interacting with their family, truly spending time with the family. You see, the word spending is a complicated word. It can refer to how you use your money or how you show the activity in which someone is engaged or the place where they are living over a period of time. Now, you can combine the definitions to the point of engagement, where whether it's money or people, when you spend time, there is a cost, good or bad. Now, you can choose to spend money the wrong way, right? Just as you can choose to spend time the wrong way. And as parents, we have the responsibility to make sure that the family is built on a strong foundation and bonds are created. And that comes with spending time together. But it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with activities and movies, school outings, or even family meals. I mean, you can sit here and say, oh, Friday nights are the best, right? Going to the football game. That's wonderful. But is that really the main importance of it? I mean, think about it. Now, if you're there cheering your son on, okay, that's a different story because you are supporting them. Maybe you have a daughter who's on the cheer squad, or you could have a son that's on the cheer squad now. You've got sons and daughters now that cheer. Or in the band, right? Let's not forget the band and all the flags and all of that that goes into it. But the thing here is this. It's not about the actual activity. Right? It's not about whether or not they win or lose on the field. It's not about whether or not that pyramid that the cheerleaders do is perfect. It's about, I'm there because I love you and my eyes are on you and I'm paying attention because you matter to me. How you spend time with a family needs to include choose, connect, and communicate. That is your KISSED to Keep It Simple strategy. Choose, connect, and communicate. Because seriously, now, I know you may be thinking, now, Christiane, you're really stretching it here. You have this opinion that spending time is not about an activity, but there is activity involved. There is. It's called love, and love is a verb. But if you go to a movie, what are you doing? Are you interacting? You're not interacting. You're sitting at a movie, and you're quiet. You even have to turn your phone off, or you should turn your phone off. And so it's one of those things where it's like, are you really connecting? Now, I'm not saying any of those things are bad. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that there's a lot more to spending time together. And I think a lot of us kind of get into this whole thing of the reels, right? Oh, let's go look at what Facebook has for me, what Instagram has for me. And we want that immediate, oh, yes, that's awesome. And now next. And we can't even sit still long enough and look each other in the eyes. Family meals are no longer what they used to be. Now, some would say, well, what they used to be was a lot of hard stuff. You had to go out and you had to get your own food out of the field. You had to bring it in. You had to prepare it. Now, man, you could just go down the street and in 10 minutes, you got dinner on the table. Well, there's a lot of other things you have on that table, but I'm not going to go into all of that. We'll leave that for another episode. But you see here, it's about the depth of who you are helping your child become. Because you are guiding them, directing them, you're influencing them. And if you're not around, if you're not a part of their life, knowing what's happening, you know, that's one benefit that I will never regret is homeschooling, because we secured such a strong foundation within our family structure. Was it easy for me? No. It would have been much easier for me to send them off to school and say, you teachers deal with them. Now, I say that. My mom's a teacher. I'm a teacher. So I don't really say that, you know, kind of flippantly. I'm being honest here. But I am saying it because, unfortunately, a lot of parents have that idea. Oh, it's my me time. Woohoo. Just send them to school. Right? You get to Thanksgiving break, and all of a sudden, you're on Thanksgiving. You're like, now, when do they go back to school? Can't they go back to school Friday? Oh, come on. I really could use a day that I could enjoy my shopping and do Black Friday all by myself. All right? This is the reality. You may not think that, but there's a lot of people who do. And maybe not to that nth degree of saying, I want to go shopping. But it's, gosh, if I just would have had one less, or maybe just one and not four, or you know what I mean? But you got to realize on the flip side too of that, is there are some people who want kids and would give anything, right, to have kids. So I think it's important for us to really look at the children that we are raising up, because we are raising them up to go out to impact the world that they're going to touch. And that's our responsibility. That's on us. When you look at the world and what's happening out there and on the news, and there's some great stuff and there's also some horrible stuff. What's happening to all of that? And we could go into all areas of, oh, well, it could be mental health issues. It could be, well, they're just abandoned and they haven't had anybody around. They don't have a parent. They've been raised by a single mom who's, you know, got three jobs. Okay, I get all of that. But at some point, and at what point do we stop making excuses and start looking at the families that we have in front of us, our own, within our own four private walls, and start recognizing that we have a responsibility. And it's truly an honor and a privilege to raise up kids. But we don't talk about it like that anymore. I mean, parenting, it's like, oh yeah, it's cute to have a bum and you know, you can get all this really cute outfits, man. I wish I could have had all of that. When I had my five kids, I would have made a ton of money, let me tell you. Because oh, did I have that little, oh yes. And the clothes now are so much cuter than they were back then. I mean, talk about an A-line dress. It was literally like just put it on a cloth over the top of you. You're like, yep, there you go. You're supposed to look cute and fashionable. Oh, thanks, man. But now it's like, oh, it's cute to be pregnant. But now, oh, I got to take care of the kid. And really, gosh, I wish I could have my time back. And I get that you want your own time. You've got to figure that out. But I'm also here to tell you and remind you that you also are a parent. And we've got to remember how we're spending time together. And it truly is setting aside dedicated moments to bond, connect, and strengthen the relationships within the family. Now, you can most certainly, right, enjoy time together by going out to the movie, by going to dinner. But what is happening before and after? Those conversations, those interactions are key. Mom, come on, Dad, you got this. We have to be intentional about staying in step with our kiddos so they know we are always for them. You don't want to use activities to be an easy way out so you don't have to, you know, deal with your own emotional cord. Because I know sometimes we're like, oh gosh, if my child talks to me about this, I'm going to start like crying. That's fine, then cry. And I wear my heart on my sleeve and I don't apologize for that. Okay, sometimes I have done that. I'm like, I'm sorry I cried, but I am just that connected. But guess what? My kids know. And if they know something good's about to happen, they look at mom, and they've told me this. That's why I can share this. They've told me, like, mom, we're waiting for you. If you got that look in your eye and you're about ready to cry, we know something's good. Something's really good. I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's a good thing as a way to judge things, but that's how they looked at things, and that's how they saw their mom. And that's how I still am today. I don't apologize for it. But we have to stop running from what we are afraid of as parents. Take down our own walls. We've got to connect with our kids. We've got to be not literally in their face, but we got to look them in the eye. When was the last time you looked at your child's eye color? I know that's you needed to listen to the whole question, didn't you? Now, see, I know all my kiddos' eye colors because they're all the same. But when was the last time, seriously, you looked and you saw not only their eye color, but also the pupil? And you were so focused on it. And to the point where, honestly, you could sit here right now and visualize looking them straight in the eye and hearing their voice. Now, I would say, I have no research, by the way, to prove this. I would say probably less than 10% of parents out there can do that. Seriously. And I know you're probably thinking, oh, that's a low percentage, Christiane. I think it should be higher. You're right, it should be higher. But if we're honest, we're getting so wrapped up because there is so much out there in the world, me included. I spent all day yesterday doing work in my house that I needed to do when I had about 10 other projects that needed to be touched. And 9 of them were for Creature Now. And I was like, how am I going to get this all done? I mean, because people are like, well, Christiane, you sit here and you come on here and you've got a team. I don't have a team. My team is me, my son, and my mom. And then my family who prays and supports us. But the ones who are actually doing the work primarily falls on my shoulders. I'm serious. And that's not to put me up anywhere. I'm just being honest with you. I know what it's like to carry the loads. I know what it's like to feel like a donkey. Okay? I mean, I just do. I know what it's like that you've got so many things and you're juggling them. And you're like, I'm tired of being the clown of the family. This juggling thing is not for me. I'm not good at it. What you need to get good at, though, and not ever juggle, is your relationship with your children and creating that bond that's unbreakable. Now, I'm not saying you can't go right out and do things and have activities and go to pumpkin patches and, you know, corn mazes and all that. That's all fun. Haunted houses. Great. Did that a long time ago. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm too old for it. But they are fun. I mean, when I was younger, they were a blast. But you've got to think about what's deeper. And that's what I'm saying. Go deeper. Most of us are just hitting skin level, surface level. We got to go deeper. So by creating experiences that last a lifetime, those are the intimate moments that solidify your family, those deep conversations, the once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and an openness to share and be vulnerable, to share your heart, to share stories about the family, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your aunties and your uncles. So number one, you have to choose. And the act of choosing to spend quality time together as a family is an intentional step toward building deeper connections. So when you establish regular family rituals, it creates a sense of belonging and provides opportunities for meaningful engagement. That's the key here. And it's not just about texts. Texts are great. I love them. I communicate all the time, daily, with my children via text. But I also FaceTime. And I also pick up the phone to hear their voice. So I see them and I hear them. And I read. You got to be engaged. So choose rituals that resonate with your family's values and interests, right? You've got holidays coming up. Maybe you have a holiday ritual for Halloween or for Thanksgiving, or yes, the big one, Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever it is. It also might be something that you do just on a weekly basis. Pizza night. Love pizza night. All right. It might be a weekly game night, a monthly volunteer activity. Maybe you go to the local homeless shelter and you serve as a family there. We would do that in our church for Thanksgiving. Or a daily gratitude sharing session. Maybe when you come around the table, it's not just about, okay, snarf down the food, mom. It was great. Thank you so much. Goodbye. And they all run off. It's, well, let's sit down and have a conversation. Now, I know there are moments in our weeks that we can't do all of that. I get it. Okay, because I'm realistic. But you know those drives, dropping the kids off at their activities and picking them up? That car ride is more important than anything done out on the field or at gymnastics or in the dance studio or on the soccer field. Because that's when they talk to you. By consciously choosing to prioritize the rituals that you have, the way you communicate, right? You demonstrate to your children that they are cherished, they're loved, and that they are truly an essential part of your life, fostering a strong sense of security and identity. Choose this day to love on your children. Number two, connect. Meaningful connections blossom when we actively engage in heart-to-heart conversations, right? We've got to be there for our kiddos. They got to know it. They've got to know your voice. Quick story here. Okay, my stories are never quick, are they? Okay, I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry. So, five kiddos. I taught them all how to drive. Now, yes, all of them did do driver's ed. But let me tell you this. When they're driving in the city, and more than really all of them have told me this in some form or fashion, not just one or two of them, all of them in their own way. Mom, you know what? When something's happening, I hear your voice. You taught me to do this, and this is what I go to. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do during the rain, in major traffic, you know, all of the stuff. And they're like, yeah, we used to not like it, and we would all complain, and we would talk to each other because, you know, the oldest would get the first hit, then the second oldest, and the third oldest, you know, so you'd get one, two, three, four, five, and they would all talk, oh, yeah, mom's going to just lay it out on it. Sometimes she's going to yell because she's loud. Her voice projects, and you just got to not be scared, but let me tell you, you're going to know how to drive, and guess what? My kids know how to drive, and they've told me that. Right? So it's important for us to truly engage heart to heart so that, yes, you are the one sitting on their shoulder. You are the whispers in their head. Not everybody else's whispers, but yours. And yours matters. So set aside dedicated times to have open, honest conversations, deep discussions. Create a safe space, a sacred space, where your child feels comfortable sharing their thoughts, their fears, their dreams, their joys, all of it, right? And you've got to be present. I cannot stress that enough during your conversations. Give them their undivided attention. They deserve it. And you deserve it too, as their parent, to hear them. Practice active listening. Ask those open-ended questions and encourage reflection and self-discovery, because you've got to nurture these genuine connections. You lay the foundation for a lifelong bond built on empathy, understanding, and unwavering love. They've got to know, right? The wise listen. Are you listening? Finally, number three, communicate. Communication goes beyond words. It involves, of course, actively teaching and learning alongside them. It's not about saying, you must do this, you must do that. See, when I was teaching drivers ed to them, and again, they had their own driver's ed, but it was mama driver's ed. And if they passed my test, they got to get their license. Because this mama wanted to sleep. This mama didn't want to have to be up pacing the floor going, oh my gosh. Now, was I on my knees saying, Lord, please bring them home safely? Of course I was. But I didn't have the worry. I had the concern, and there is a difference. To engage in joint activities that foster growth and self-expression and skill development for your kiddos. It could be cooking together, engaging in creative arts, or tackling a DIY project. I found this crazy thing that I want to do, but right now, honestly, I don't have time for it. And hopefully my grandson is not listening, but it deals with an airplane. Notice how I got quiet? Why did I get quiet? He's not even here in my house, so he can't hear me, but he might be listening. He does sometimes figure a way to listen to grandma on the podcast, but we'll leave that one for another episode. But seriously, right? And I'm like, oh, I want to do that project with him. It would be awesome. But right now, honestly, I don't have the time. And I know his dad would love to do it. I don't know that he has the time either. But we will see, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So maybe that can be on my hit list one of these days, but not right now. Maybe it's cooking together, right? We love to cook together. My grandson and I have a wonderful time. In fact, when he was just a baby, I would hold him in my arms, literally. I mean, my left arm is so strong, you have no idea. And then he would get bigger and bigger and bigger. And still to this day, I'm holding him on my arms, you know, and he's turning the big three. I'm so excited for him. Happy, happy birthday, my grandbaby boy. And so in all of this, you have got to just, I can't explain enough. Engage yourself, right? Share experiences. Collaborate. Problem solve together. Come up with some really creative, critical thinking. And as you communicate through these activities, you pass on values. You don't have to sit here and say, okay, son, today we're going to talk about our values in our family. Who wants to learn like that? I mean, seriously. No wonder Facebook and Instagram is so thrilling. Snapchat, Twitter. I mean, come on. Now, you could kind of maybe rap. Oh, let's talk about our... Okay, I won't even try to do that because it's going to be embarrassing for me. But why sit there and try to make something that we're not supposed to be, Mom? Seriously. But in doing, by loving, we are passing on values. We're passing on life lessons, the stuff that really matters, the practical knowledge that they're not going to learn in school, while discovering unique aspects of your child's personality and their extreme, incredible greatness ahead of them. Embrace the beauty of this exchange. You both are interacting here. And as a teacher and a student, you foster a deep bond in an environment of continual growth. And what do you think you build on all of this when you choose, connect, and communicate? Trust. And with trust comes an unbreakable bond that makes you, as a mom and as a dad, unstoppable. So teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. That's Deuteronomy 11:19. You know, spending time together as a family is not just about the activities or meals shared, but about knowing, loving, and guiding your children toward embracing their greatness and who they are becoming. By choosing the intentional rituals, right? A way to sit there and say, okay, I choose you today. Connecting deeply, heartfelt conversations, and truly fostering this culture of communication that it's an open door. I'm an open door. You can come in and talk to me about anything. You create a sacred space where your family can grow and thrive and embark on a beautiful journey of becoming who they were created to be. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.